Great. This is Tom Chase. I'm the treasurer of WPFW and chair of the WPFW Finance Committee. This is a meeting of the WPFW Finance Committee on Monday, February 10th. It's now 7:05. And Eileen, would you go ahead and call the roll, please?
Sure. We've lately divided the list of people into voting and non-voting, depending on whether or not people are on the LSB. So I'll call the LSB members first. Kamau Harris.
I'm here.
Okay. Let me let somebody in there. Julie Hewitt. Julie's not here. Tony Leon, he sent a message saying he was not feeling well, so he's excused. Minerva Sanders.
I'm present,
Minerva.
Eileen, and also I need to ask, did anyone send this information to Irene Adams? She was supposed to be included.
Oh, no, I
So,
didn't know that. Okay.
okay.
Do you think,
I can try to send it to her if it's not a problem.
if you can do that, that'd be great and
All
apologize
right.
for us.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Dennis Williams. Dennis is not here. Tom Chase
Here.
is here. All right. Non-voting is Sabu Hakim. We know Sabu is here, but he should speak for himself. Sabu. Sabu was here. Well, I'm looking at him being present here, so I'm marking him yes. Lou Wolf. Lou is not here. Okay.
Hey, Eileen.
Yeah. Who's
It's
that?
Julie Hewitt. I'm here.
Oh, Julie, that's you. Okay, great. Julie
Sorry.
is here. That's all right. Well, let me add this phone number to your list. Well, I don't have the whole thing. 301 something 717. Da, 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 da. Okay, we'll talk about that later. Just so I can identify you. And I'm going to change your name here. Can I do that? Yes, I can, Julie. Julie H. All right. Excellent. And is there anybody else who should be listed as a member of the Finance Committee at this time? I guess not. We can get to that. I think it's sort of included in a point on the agenda. So we can move forward on that. So go ahead, Tom.
Great. Thank you. So,
Thank you, Irene.
earlier, I'm sorry.
Irene Adams is going to join us.
Okay.
All right. I'm sorry, keep going. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Okay. So, we'll take up the agenda now. Eileen sent it out earlier today. It's a pretty short agenda. We wanted to just have quick introductions of the committee members for probably mostly my benefit. And then we'll make the financial report for the month of January and then have some general discussion about ideas or concerns of the committee members, goals and objectives for the current year. I have some ideas that I'll share as well. And then have some time for any other new business and then adjourn. Any additions or revisions to the agenda? Great. Without hearing any, we'll approve the agenda. So in terms of introductions, I'll start just again. You know, I'm Tom Chase. I've got some background in nonprofit management and government, no background in radio. So I've been spending the last month since I joined the group as treasurer, working with Kamau and Miyuki, understanding better how the financial information is organized, and it's a work in progress, but I do have a report to present at the next item that I think is, you know, meets the reports that have been made in the past, and then we can talk about what we might want to see reported in the future. Let's go around for, again, just some basic introductions. We could go down the list. Eileen, you're next on my list.
Oh, to say something?
Sure.
Well, everybody else here knows me, so I don't need to spend a lot of time. I was on the LSB for 6 years, actually 6 years plus. I've been on a number of different national committees, including the audit committee for a few years, and the finance committee pretty much since, I don't know, probably about 6 years, something like that. And now,
I should have mentioned that you and I have talked a couple of times as well over the last month.
Yeah. And now I'm here. I don't attend LSB meetings because I have another commitment on Wednesdays, so I can't make it. But I'm happy to still be here and also to do some of the technical work with processing the recordings of the LSB and the Finance Committee and apparently the Relocation Committee. So that's it for now.
Great. Thank you. Julie?
Hi, sorry, it took me a second to find the mute button. I am on the LSB for a second, really third stint. I got elected previously twice, then I was off the LSB for a year, and now I'm back on the LSB. And the last few years of my previous stint, I served on the Pacifica National Board. But basically, I've always been on the local finance committee, like Eileen, and also with Eileen, spent a little time on the National Audit Committee. And so I feel like I've got a, you know, good handle on, you know, kind of both parts of that accounting function. So, yeah, and I, you know, joined the PFW LSB, you know, kind of as an outgrowth of like the 2012-2013, you know, hoopla. That's when I became an activist for PFW, although it took me a bunch of years then to be at a place in my personal life where I could devote time to being on the LSB. So that's my story. I work for the federal government, and I'm an economist by training. Thanks.
Cool.
Is your Thanks, job Julie. In jeopardy?
Julie, is your job in jeopardy?
Not today.
Good.
Probably not tomorrow, but we'll see.
Good. Well, we hope it. You're there as long as you want to be there. And I had 10 years with the federal government, so I watch it very keenly. Miyuki, you probably need no introduction, but if there's anything you'd like to say by way of introduction, go ahead.
My name is Miyuki. I was a programmer with WPFW. I started as a sub with WASH, a trainee with WASH in 1980-81. I've been IGM since April 2024. So I'm into 10 months of doing this job. It's been a pleasure working and learning the different aspects and different people from a different angle as opposed to just being a programmer. So this has been different. I appreciate you so much for stepping up and doing this. Kamau was critical in helping me deal with the accounting stuff because the bookkeeper quit 4 days into my job. And so, in addition to doing development stuff, I'm also doing bookkeeping stuff in addition to doing the GM stuff. So it's been a lot.
Good. Well, I hope I can be as helpful.
I'm sure you will. You already have been, so thank you.
Good. Let's see. Sabu?
Hello? Somebody call my name?
Yes, just if you would, you know, say a little bit of introduction about who you are and maybe your background a little bit with WPFW and the Finance Committee.
Right now I'm just a community member, but prior to that I was on the board 6 years, had the LSB show for 5 years, was chair for 2 years. I have some resources. I've been on several committees since I've been hanging around outreach and one or two other committees I sit in, you know, not as a member, but as, you know, a community concerned community member, you know, like that. And then, you know, I volunteer a lot and stuff like that. So that's great. Pretty much my MO.
Thanks a lot. Thank you. And Irene?
Coming off mute, sorry. And Tom, I like to show my face when I'm talking. My name is Irene Adams, and I in my second term as LSB member, I served on the LSB and on the currently the audit finance programming. I'm sorry, the outreach programming. I led the development committee, and I also worked on the evaluation and the mass committee. For the PMB, I served on the audit committee, the finance committee, programming, and personnel committees. I've been a listener for WPFW since the late 80s and have been a volunteer since the early 90s. I stepped up to serve on the LSB 3 years ago. And like I said, in my second term, I worked for the federal government as well for over 20 years. And just happy to be here. Glad that you have stepped up and offered your expertise in your finance background. And I'm sure that we can help get things rolling, get things accounted for.
Perfect. Thank you, Irene. And let's see. Come on.
Monitor is Robert, just so you know. Oh, it says Robert, never mind.
Okay.
All right, Kamau Harris started out as a programmer. Still am a programmer for the station. I do a hip hop, funk, 80s, jazz show, midnight to 2. And currently or previously the treasurer for the board. It's my fourth year. And starting my fourth year, and I'm currently the chair. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Kamau. And let's see, Minerva Sanders.
Yes, good evening, everyone, and thank you, Tom, for taking the lead here. I joined the LSB board in 2022, something like that. And I'm going into my second 3-year term. I have listened to the financial committee meetings and decided this would be my year to step up and see where I can assist. I feel that the station has mega potential, meaning a lot of things that can be done. So, but in order to make sure we're on time, on target, that we understand our finances and where we can help the station. And, I've served currently at, well, I'm not serving as chair right now. I'm pro tem for the program committee. So at our next meeting, the end of February, we'll be electing a chair, and it may be me or someone else. At the same time, I serve on the outreach committee and just signed up for the programming committee and other areas where I can assist. That's where I spend time locally. on the national level. I was just reelected as vice chair of the Pacifica National Board. So I'll be serving there and be on some committees here as well. I'm not sure which ones, but we'll have an election coming up pretty soon for committee chairs, and we'll see where I end up. I am ready to work and see what input I can have and assist where I can with this finance committee. So that's my story.
Terrific. Thank you, Minerva.
Mm-hmm.
And Robert?
I'm not sure if Robert is a member of the LSB or and going to join this committee.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, hi. I'm none of the above. I'm just a listener and volunteer, and well, I guess I'm an old staff member from 1,000 years ago.
Okay, that's great.
Robert
is more. Robert is more than that. Robert was one of the original people who started WPFW. He's got the same tenure that Von Martin and Tom Cole has.
Needed
during the transfer. Yeah, for over since the very, very, very beginning, 1976. And I needed help. And I saw him. He popped up somewhere. I said, "Oh, you're still here? I need help." And he stepped up. He dismantled the whole studio single-handedly when we had to move.
Wow.
He was there, helped everything with the Christmas event. He's been very, very consistent. And he's been really integral in terms of the relocation committee, identifying different spaces that we could possibly move into. He has a really strong background in radio as well as production. And so don't try to underplay it, Robert Frazier. I know who you is.
Well, thank you for joining us this evening, Robert. And I look forward to getting some of your insights as we go forward. Okay, so I think we were able to get everyone.
Question?
Yes, please.
Yeah, I just want to check. Irene, so have you joined this committee then? Irene, are you on the finance committee now?
Yes, I had expressed interest in it back in December.
Okay.
And I'm joining it.
Okay, and you're on the LSB now as well?
Yes, I am currently on the LSB.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. So looking at the agenda, financial report from the chair. Let me share my screen, and I will show you my report. Sharing is not turned on. Oh, I think, Eileen, you might need to give me permission to share. Okay, now I think I got it. Okay. Okay, this is a mess. Let's see. Okay, can you see my screen?
Yes.
Very good. So, I don't know why that's there. Okay. So our current ending balance for all of the cash accounts is $237,516. We raised $106,632 in January. And then our two different bank accounts are listed there. The Truist is the operations account, and the industrial bank account is for the relocation. And at this point, I think, as I chatted with Miyuki, it looks like most of the relocation expenses have come from the Truist account because of just getting the routine of using or getting a bank card for the industrial account and drawing. Do you want to comment on that, Miyuki?
Yeah, I do, because I actually gave you an error in terms of the $70,000 for 131. there was a withdrawal of about $20,000. I'll send you the receipt and everything.
Okay.
For the industrial account of $70,000 for payment for the boards for the move. The Truist account, I took care of the college hunks with the moves, which I should have technically done out of the other account, but I didn't have a Visa card at the time to do it. It wasn't activated. So that's why I used it. I paid from the Truist account. But other than that, I don't think there's major actual move donations that I use from the Truist account. I have to come out and ask me to make sure I was clear on that, and I actually forgot to go back and take care of that. So that's off, and I have to give you the receipts for the $20,000 I was taking out to pay for the boards.
Cool. So we'll follow up on that before Wednesday.
Okay.
And when we make this report to the LSB, we'll have those corrections in there.
And full disclosure, just so that you know, so it doesn't look like anything funny, that $20,000 was made out to me because I paid – we didn't have the Truist – the industrial credit card then. It was paid on my credit card. I had to pay for the boards. And so that was a refund to me after Mo. But I can give you the full receipt, so it's not an issue or anything. But I just want you to know that's why a huge check went to me from the industrial account for the relocation.
Gotcha. And I think I saw that correspondence with Kamau and you and Mo. I don't remember if the invoice was attached. I'll double check.
Okay, good.
But I did see that earlier. Okay. So basically, this is all okay, except there would be another $20,000 on the expense side for the relocation. So in terms of the expenses, the office rent that I'm showing here is the remainder of what we owed to Bernstein for 1990 K Street. I didn't see Miyuki in the, I forgot to put this in the note I sent to you, any debit from the Truist account for Eckington.
Yeah, that's a good observation. I'm in contact with them. They have not submitted a bill to me yet. We're the first people to ever rent from them. And therefore, they don't have a system set up. They only have a vendor system set up. I just spoke to them. You know, I speak to them. I spoke to them Friday and they said, what's up? And he said, they're still working on it. I didn't want to be, you know, to talk to him today. I was going to follow again tomorrow because we are so far deposit first month and second month behind, not because we're not prepared to pay, but because they just haven't billed us yet. So I will follow up on that. And I need to expand too on the $20,000. That was actually for two boards. And this gets a little convoluted in that. Mo wanted to buy two boards. He was able to get a better deal. He got a deal for payment for one board was for us at Eckington. The other board was for LA, the LA station. At the time, this is back in November, I believe. At the time, I just found out that we had to start paying central services again. Since I started in April, the first 6 months, they gave me all the central service. We were not charged. And all of a sudden, in October, November, they started charging again. So we had an extra $10,000 put aside to buy some studios. That's totally different. But in order for Mo to help L.A., I said that I would pay for both those boards at the $20,000. $10,000 of that money was credited to Central Services for us, and we paid the other amount. So, I mean, it's written out and everything, but I just want to explain that. It's not, you know, we didn't spend $20,000 on boards for Eckington Studio. We spent $10,000 for WPFW and $10,000 for KPFA, I believe.
And that...
KPFK.
Thank you.
But so... Right, because we use a cash basis. Those payments were made, like that credit for the central services would have been like last November.
That would have been for October, right? November, correct. October, okay. November. I think it was, I have the emails between Markeisha and I, but okay. I'll submit those to you so you have a clear understanding of that, because that's, yeah, that's funny. It doesn't look right, you know, just to make sure everything is straight. But yeah, the central services were paid with that and some additional money that it was sent in.
So we would, I guess, when we correct this, we would be reducing the amount of the balances on the accounts, not showing it as an expense in the,
Truist.
Yeah, in the month of January. So we need to correct sort of the, just the account.
Well, I took it out and I didn't, whatever it was charged, I just didn't pay it until I didn't take it out till January 13th or something reimbursed. Like that. Yeah, I didn't take it out because I didn't need to take it out till January 13th or something, I think.
Okay.
But it was for the payment back in October or November.
All right.
I'll send you all the paperwork, all the emails. I'm glad you reminded me.
Okay. All right. We'll figure out how to reflect that in here. Okay. So again,
we can expect this.
Yes.
Sorry. We use the system of using the icon, like raising hand. For people who want to say something, I don't know if you can see people's.
I can't with my screen this way. Let's see if I do.
This. Right now, Minerva has her hand up.
Okay.
So now I can. You could either recognize her now or you could ask her to wait until you've finished.
Thank you.
Presentation.
Thank you. Go ahead, Minerva.
Okay. And thank you, Eileen, and thank you, Tom. Miyuki, from which account are we identifying this 20,000? Is this industrial or is it Truist?
Yeah, that's notes from industrial. It's from the relocation fund. I took out 70,000 from the Truist account to put it into a separate fund for the relocation because that was raised specifically for money for the relocation.
Right. So I think on that, we would want to take our board out of the industrial account and the other KPFK board out of the Truist account, right? If it's a credit against the central services, we don't want to lower the industrial account by that credit amount. You know what I mean?
So put 10,000 back from Truist into industrial.
Well, you took the full 20 out of industrial. So we'd want
ten out of Truist and put it back.
Out of industrial, wait.
Out of Truist.
Yes, out of Truist. You're right. Yes, okay. And into industrial. Yes. That way, when we look at the difference between 70,000 and the industrial balance, we know that all that difference has gone to only relocation. And thank you, Minerva, for
okay. So we're showing the ending amount that would be in industrial instead of 70 would be 60, correct?
Yes.
Well,
okay.
Yeah. Yes. And the Truist account would be 10,000 less, reflecting the credit for the central services. Okay. Again, as I mentioned, the rent is, this reflects, the last payments for, 1990 K Street, and probably in February, we'll have a larger than normal Eckington rent because that'll be deposit first month and probably second month or whatever gets us up to date. The electricity, the rest of these are, pretty standard. The 600 there for the relocation. Those are the few items that Miyuki mentioned. Marketing. This is, YouTube subscription, the app that's in development for the station and, 250 for the exhibition. We're having a booth at an event. I'm drawing a blank on it coming up.
Mid-Atlantic Jazz Fest.
Mid-Atlantic Jazz Festival. Thank you. The call center services were pretty minor. We didn't have a big fundraiser in January.
That was the residual from previous. They set an additional bill after we paid for the drive, and then that was the balance that was due.
Gotcha. Thank you. The tower rent. This is, we actually were up to date for all of last year around October and November. I forget the date when that email chain started you sent, but basically we paid for January in December and there was a transposition of numbers in the invoice they sent us. So we had a $90 balance to finish off January's rent, for the tower. So, that was mostly covered in December. And then other expenses, there were two items. I'm still working with Miyuki to identify what those were from the bank statement. And I sent her that late today when I finally was able to put the final touches on this. So that's the big picture. And like I said, the edits that we just identified, I'll get those corrected. So we can present a final report for the LSB on Wednesday. Any other questions about the report?
Irene has her hand up.
Okay, thank you.
You click on participants on the bottom of your screen, then you'll be able to see who's got a hand up.
Thank you. Sure. Go ahead, Irene.
I have two questions. One is, what is the rent for Eckington?
$41.75. I haven't received the bill yet, but that's what I believe. $41.75.
Okay, so then we would see a difference of another $8,000.
$12,000.
Because it's for December, January, and February?
And deposit in first and last month.
Okay. And electricity, is that electric, a residual from the last place or is that?
No, that's electricity is always a transmitter, Irene.
So is that something that, Eckington charges or
no,
is that is
Irene,
the Pepco?
No, Irene, transmitter is, electricity is always transmitter.
Okay. I get it. Okay. Just trying to understand.
Of course, I'm just saying there was no electricity bill at the building. It's always, anytime it's electricity, it's always transmitter.
Okay.
Okay. And any other questions? No? Okay. Thank you. And let's see, I can go back to the agenda. Right. So, at this point in the agenda, I wanted to go around again. If anyone has any goals or objectives they'd like to see the committee work on this year, I would say just to start, I have two, and I kind of got these from Kamau to start, but I also, see the need for this as well and have a desire to work on these reports and also present coming up with a report that helps us really see where we are against budget. I think, this sort of cash flow report is helpful to be sure we're keeping up with paying our bills and where we are. But, I think it'll be a benefit to the management, and to the station if we can really kind of see how we're doing against budget, both in terms of revenue and our expenses, particularly when we've got new things we want to do. And, can we fit it in the budget with the rest of the year and that sort of thing? So I've started to work on a kind of profit and loss statement, and hopefully by the next meeting, we'll be comfortable to share that with the committee. I think one of the big challenges is making sure we capture all the different elements. And I think they're in different systems. And so I want to make sure I understand that we're not missing anything. And we've got consistency from month to month in terms of the accounts and how we're looking at that over time. And then the second thing, sort of related, but is more I'd like to get a handle around the demographics of our membership and just membership counts, the different categories, whether it's sustaining members or the $1,000 plus member. I'm drawing a blank on the name of that category. And whatever I can sort of glean out of the systems as I learn about that, so we can try to know what efforts are bringing in money, or, you know, where are we growing membership, or where are opportunities, those sorts of things. And so, you know, over hopefully the next few months, we get a sense of what's possible in that area. And I guess the third thing, those are kind of the two related to this committee, but generally for myself, really trying to get a handle around what's going on with the National Finance Committee and the accounting that goes on in headquarters, and how that impacts us and what we can do to encourage them to be more timely and helpful with our needs. So with that, let me, I guess, just open it up to anybody that wants to raise their hand if they have some things they'd like to share in that regard. Thanks. Minerva?
Yes, Tom. I also serve on the National Finance Committee, and I think I remember hearing something in their last meeting that they were going to begin to talk about the central services. And I think you were in that meeting. Did you hear that same message that they were going to relook at that and make sure that it's being done in a manner that each station understands what that is covering?
I didn't get a sense, and I went back and listened to the recording and looked at the minutes. I didn't get a, it did come up and it was sort of raised as an issue, but I didn't get a strong, warm feeling that there was a commitment to work on it. I think the sense I had was they agreed it would be good to set it early for budget purposes, but not to necessarily, that there wasn't a commitment really to dig into how it's formulated. But I agree that that's a key piece of our puzzle.
Okay. I would like to, and if I'm thinking right, I think they're meeting tomorrow night.
They are, yes.
And I think that I will raise it because we're not the only station asking this question. The others are doing the same. We do need to get a better understanding of that number and what's going on with it. So I just wanted to see if you knew any more from the meeting than I did. But yes,
no.
So that's one thing that I'm suggesting that I'll bring up. And, you know, if you have any questions, please chime in, because I think that this is the year that they need to address that for all of the stations and the affiliates, so we get a better understanding of what that number is. Thank you.
Yeah. And I would say similar to that is the schedule for putting together the 2026 budget. I think one of the members from KPFA had brought up that topic. And I think that would be important for the National Finance Committee to agree to as well, so that we put our budgets together in a timely way and they're approved, and we have certainty about what that central services fee is, so we can plan around it. I'm with you on that. Julie, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. So one thing I want to say, this is a long-run goal, not a short-run goal, but I think it's worth saying and reminding everyone. I would like, you know, financially for us to get to a point where we're living less hand-to-mouth, you know, so from
fun drive to fun drive that we're, you know, that Miyuki isn't sweating bullets as we, you know, approach the next fun drive. And so then the other thing I thought about in terms of like a short run goal for the current year is, for us to opine on whether, we think we have the finances to support the hiring of a development director, because I think that's one of the things that, you know, we're probably leaving some money on the table, or maybe a development consultant, you know, something to that effect to, you know, help us really, you know, take it to the next step. And that really is in some sense, part of my long run goal. But the reason I raise that is because we're paying less per month in rent now than we were before. And I'd like to see those savings be, you know, put to super productive use. Thanks.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you. Miyuki?
Julie, I really appreciate that. That's not why I raised my hand. Just so you know that the money that we basically save from paying $18,000, we're down to $4,000, but we're paying $12,600 in central service fees that we were not paying before. And we're still not paying healthcare because I haven't received the bill for that either. So we're not any, there's not any savings yet. It's just not there because we're paying as much as we were paying before, basically because we're starting to pay central services. And we still have to, and as Minerva just mentioned, the thing about we should know where the central services go, I would also like to receive the billing for healthcare because we're not getting that on a consistent basis. So we need that too in order to plan and project. We're not quite living hand to mouth. We're okay, but we're not in the position to think about. I just wanted to get the computers and things updated, and I don't think we can even do that. In addition to the bills that we currently have coming down the road immediately in order to ensure continued broadcasting, there are some technological improvements that have to be done, and this is per Mo. And he hasn't given me the specific budget yet, but immediately we need to spend about $20,000 to ensure that if the power goes out, we have a backup generator connected. And a long-term type of work that has to be done on a transmitter is significantly more than that. But I have to put it down on paper so that I can present it. Right now, again, we're just okay. We're current with most of our bills, except for Verizon, because I'm still trying to negotiate with them. And I felt they were charging us for things that were not warranted or were not fair. But we may have to still pay them off as well. And they're not here because we no longer use Verizon. Since we moved, we don't need to use Verizon anymore. So we stopped paying them in January. We couldn't cut it off immediately because Mo wasn't sure whether or not it wouldn't affect it or not. And then once you do a cutoff, they take another, they, in the contract, apparently it takes another 30 days before they start charging you. But I'm in the process again, trying to get them not to charge as much. What we did do when we left Bernstein is that I was able to negotiate along with the help of Stephanie and Kamau, a 50 cents on the dollar out from where we were with Bernstein. And so that was that the additional payments, that's what those were for. But we, instead of having to pay 72, or I'm sorry, at this moment, I can't remember, we paid half of whatever it was that we owed them, but we paid them that. They agreed to that amount. I didn't want to just leave them with not paying and soil our reputation. So we paid what they agreed upon, and we paid it on time, and they are whole. And so that's where we are with now. But I got excited to Minerva when we got a lower rent. But the reality is because of the having to start paying central services, again, just informed about it October, November, it's not a great savings at this day.
Great. Anyone else on the call want to share any thoughts they have about the activities of the committee going forward? Okay. If you think of any, feel free to reach out to me or Eileen or bring them next month. I assume we don't have on here the schedule. Are we a monthly? Kamau, go ahead.
Hey, Tom, thank you. So in terms of the goals of the committee, are you going to establish, I guess, was it the last three or four that were stated here, Will you present those as part of the committee's goals for the year as we go into our full board meeting on Wednesday? But
Sure. I can present them as what we discussed on this call. I don't know how formal. I think if we want to be very formal, I would want to write something up and present it to the committee. But I'm happy to say these are the things we discussed and we're going to explore further in the committee. But without having, put a plan together for each of these or really identified how we'll do it, I'd rather not commit too strongly.
Yeah, as long as you have something that you can share with the full committee, the full board, I'm asking all the committees to have goals stated. Because we really want to measure ourselves this year,
yeah.
as opposed to just plodding along in our subcommittees here, actually having measurables and goals to kind of shoot for. So if you're saying you're talking about these to be further discussed with the committee, that'd be great. Yeah. And or if they're officially the goals, then let's go forward with that.
Yeah, let's go with the former, and I'll draft up some text and some bullets about what these are. But I'd rather maybe have one more meeting where we can firm up some text before we say these are the committee's goals.
Sounds great. Thanks.
Okay. You bet. Okay. Yeah. So like I said, we'll go ahead and, make the changes to the report with all the numbers to reflect the discussion we had earlier. We'll present that on Wednesday to the LSB with these general points for activities, as Kamau mentioned. And Kamau, I'll also plan to have a short report of tomorrow night's National Finance Committee meeting as well. LSB.
That was perfect. Thank you.
Yep. And then I think hopefully we plan for once a month. I think once a month of this committee is probably okay, at least for now, because I still have a bit more work to do with Miyuki and Kamau in terms of transitioning and trying to understand the processes for the finances and to get a couple of more National Finance Committee meetings under my belt. And then I think we can see what kind of tempo after that, whether we want to stay at 1 month or go to more frequent meetings, if that's okay with the committee. Let me go to Eileen and then Minerva.
I just wanted to know if we can stop sharing your screen.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you.
And Minerva?
Yes. Is there a way that let me ask, right? Well, I'm understanding right now the main way that funds are being brought in is that we have our fund drives. And can we possibly look at the fund drives that were held during 2024, their success rate, and does it make sense to do them 2 weeks instead of 3 weeks? Or is that going to help us move forward? And along with that, does it make sense maybe to look at other activities that may be a little bit larger than a fund drive to try to get out into the community and bring people in to support the station? And I have no clue one way or the other, but, if we look at the numbers and see, are there other things that we might be able to do? I think it's good to look at that as well. Thank you.
Great. Absolutely. I think, the effectiveness of the past fund drives is something I'd like to try to do by looking, understanding that system with the, I guess it's Otis's system. And I'm, Miki's made the introduction. Hopefully I'll be able to get in there soon and see what kind of data mining we can do from there. And then new revenue sources, I think is a great idea. I have a couple ideas myself and we'll add that to the list. And I know, I think some work has been done in the past about looking at underwriting. I know that that was a big issue with BAI and the FCC. And so there's some new guidelines around that, I think. I don't know if you all are familiar with WWOZ in New Orleans. Is anybody familiar with that station?
Yes.
Okay. I know they're owned by the New Orleans Jazz Festival and they're a 501c3. They use underwriting and they have their guidelines on the website. They're pretty basic. But when I'm down there, my son lives there and I listen to it when I'm there. It, you know, it's pretty innocuous. They're underwriting. It's like this hour is brought to you by the Philly cheesesteaks shop. And that's about it. So I'm sure there's lots of other policy issues or things about discussions around that maybe need to be had, but that could be an area. And I don't know what history has been and we don't have to talk about it tonight, but, I think it does make sense to look at new revenue. So I'll just leave it at that, Minerva. Anyone else have any comments at this point? Okay. Then we'll go ahead and schedule the next call for a month out, the second Tuesday, I guess it is, or second Monday. And thank you, everyone, for joining the call.
Thank you for undertaking this and doing such a great job on your first day.
Great. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate you stepping up.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, thanks, Good Thomas. Good night.
Good night. Thank you, everyone.
All right, now.
Okay.
Take care, everyone. Have a good evening.
You too. Okay, I'm going to end the meeting and the recording.
Thanks, Eileen. I'm looking at the chat. I missed it during the call.
Okay, yeah.